Little Chinese palindrome eats watermelon. Green sonnets of summer arrive in June on the farm, hues of vine and leaf as far as the eye can see. Palindrome, given ox and cart, is ordered to harvest the new melons. Their roundness makes her stomach flutter and fall, and she imagines inside her a moth in darkness, papery wings searching the empty cavern for husks of rice and tea. Hours in, the smoothness of melon skin on her arms, the solid thunk as she lowers it into the cart. The work is almost pleasurable. Flapping his ears, even the ox seems appeased, lows his shiny coat in a breeze. On the last row, she spots a melon misshapen, a long crack down its side. Wings halt against her ribs, the fluttering stills. It is the first time little Chinese palindrome has stolen anything. That night beneath stars, she splits open the rind, juices running in a city of pink rivers down her forearms. She feasts on fruit in fistfuls like a rich peasant girl. Her belly is a golden gourd. The next day, palindrome is beaten in the field with a rod as thick as her wrists. Her tears grow a land where a drop of blood turns soil into the straight spines of kings.